Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe Hardman, a TV presenter, a radio broadcaster and a mummy to my beautiful 18-month-old daughter Luna.
And I'm Georgia Dayton. I work in marketing for House of Fraser and I am mum to a little cheeky boy, Axel, who's 19 months old.
And together, we are Made by Mamas. So Georgia and I met in a coffee shop whilst we were both pregnant and living in Cheltenham at the time. And suddenly we kind of found ourselves moving from London, leaving all of our mates, knowing absolutely nobody up there and having our babies. And all I can say is thank God that we met that day.
Indeed.
We spent the next year of motherhood drinking coffee, getting back into shape in the gym, or trying to anyway, and getting through the odd bottle of wine as well, and launching our mummy blog, a place for expectant mums, new mummies, or seasoned pros to come and find out all the brands that we were loving, products that we can't live without, and also for help, support, love, and impartial, non-judgmental advice.
So on this series, we'll be chatting to some of our favourite celebrity females about their experiences from being pregnant to the birth and the aftermath. We'll have a sleep expert give you all her insider tips on a peaceful nighttime, some much-needed beauty tips and products for quick fixes for the busy mummy, baby classes and toys worth investing in, how to travel with a little one, you name it, we will cover it.
I think it's time to get into it, shall we, G?
Let's go.
So this week, the hot topic is me time.
We love a bit of me time.
Oh, a bit of pampering. Sorts you right out.
5 minutes to yourself.
You're a massive pamperer, aren't you, G?
I am. I do love a bit of pampering. You know, if you go for a blow dry, it's 45 minutes, maybe half an hour, and you feel great for the next 4 or 5 days. That is amazing. So yes, I do like a pamper, and I love a spray tan, and I love everything that comes with it.
You know, we are talking about being sort of new mums here in the first 2 years of motherhood and how all of the stuff that we once knew, you know, scheduling those mani and pedis and going off somewhere to a lovely salon to get a spray tan done, it's out the window because we've suddenly got somebody with us the whole time who won't even let us have a wee in peace. So home pampering is kind of the hot topic, really. If you can find those little gems that you can do at home to make you feel glamorous and refreshed in the space of 20 minutes whilst the baby's asleep, it's key, right?
Yeah, that's what you need. I know you're really big on doing like hair masks and face masks at home, which are fantastic. So, you know, it is all about those little fixes that are going to make you feel better. Little luxuries that make you feel put together again and make you look a little bit better as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of mums neglect themselves, actually. In fact, I know they do because I think both of us did that as well. You kind of obviously just put yourself second.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, you don't even go and get your eyebrows threaded, or you know, you don't even go for a wax anymore, and suddenly you look at yourself and you're like, I don't know who I am, I don't recognize myself anymore.
Yeah, and I think you also feel selfish taking that time out, which is why you don't do it. Like, I know that I used to think, right, 45 minutes having my hair blow dried, well, I could be doing this for Axel, that for Axel, this for my husband, why am I doing that? But actually, you're happier, and that's what's important. And you know, when you're happy in yourself, your baby's happy, and it's just, it all comes together. You know, you do need a little bit of, you know, me time. And if you don't enjoy pampering, it might be that you love, you know, going for a coffee with your husband on your own.
Or going for a run.
Yeah, or going for a run. Exactly. Yeah. Me time isn't just about pampering. We're talking about this because we love a little bit of a pamper. But, you know, there are other ways that you can, you know, do you, basically.
You had a bit of an intense experience the first time you decided to go for a wax post-baby, right?
I did. Axel was about 6 weeks old, and I was sort of felt like I was getting, you know, getting this mum thing. And I thought, right,
what do you mean by that? Do you mean you were ready to have sex with your husband again?
No, not 6 weeks. Oh, my goodness. So yeah, I just wanted to get myself back together again, back to feeling a bit like me. So off I went to the local salon for my bikini wax, and they sort of looked at me with horror, like, oh my goodness, she's bought a baby. Like, Axel is in his carry cot, you know, he can't move, he can't really do anything at 6 weeks old. And anyway, so it turned out the beauty room was down the stairs at the back of the salon, and there was absolutely no way we could get this carry cot down this tiny corridor. So I was either going to have Axel on my chest while I was having my bikini wax.
Legs akimbo.
Yeah.
Never good.
Or I had to leave Axel with the receptionist. So that's what I did, which in hindsight is a really stupid thing to do.
Georgia, there's no judgment here that you left your 6 week old baby with a receptionist.
Well, you know, what would have been nice was the receptionist could have maybe come down for like 20 minutes and held him in the room.
She was showing off her new baby at the desk.
Yeah, I mean, it was all good practice for her. But you know, salons aren't really set up for children, are they?
No, I remember the first time I went to have a manicure and I decided to take Luna in with me. She was tiny. She must have been about 3 weeks old. And I was like, we are nailing this mum stuff. Like, she just sleeps and sleeps and sleeps. And I was like, I've totally got this. Of course, as soon as you sit down, you put your hands in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
I was like rocking her intensely with my foot. She was in the car seat on the floor like, oh yeah, yeah, okay, like trying to get me. It suddenly became what was supposed to be this really lovely, you know, me time, and
yeah,
it turned into a disaster
time.
Absolute
exactly.
Disaster. She cried, the therapist didn't understand, you know, this, it was a disaster basically.
I think me time has got to be when the babies are asleep.
Yeah,
I think
and
that
away.
Is the key. Yeah, and away. Yeah, because you just don't relax when they're around.
Yeah,
you know, they might be sleeping happily, but you've always got your eye on them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I think it's so important. I don't know about you, but I think it's so important to leave the mum guilt at home.
Yes.
When you go off and have a massage or you go off to the hair salon to get your hair done, it's really important to just go, right, I'm here now. I'm getting this done for me because I need it, because I'm still a whole person. Just because I've had a child doesn't mean I've lost my identity. And I think a lot of mums really, really struggle with that. I do, constantly.
Yeah, it is. It's mum guilt. It's a well-known fact that everyone gets mum guilt.
Yeah, me and you text each other constantly. Going, I've just done this, I feel so guilty about it. And we say to each other, don't feel guilty, just crack on with it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's really good for your mental health.
Yeah,
I really do.
It is. And if that is your thing, you know, a bit of pampering, a bit of beauty is your thing, it's, you know, it's something you shouldn't give up. Yeah. Because you can still do it in little ways, which is why we're really excited to speak to Emily about how we can get that at home.
I know, because Emily, she's an absolute hero. She basically had her kids and realised that she couldn't go out with them to get any of her beauty treatments done, and she was a massive kind of beauty queen, and so she decided to start Secret Spa. So she's got 250 sort of roaming beauticians. They're amazing. They'll come to your house, they'll do all the treatments at home, and
yeah,
happy days.
Exactly. And that's what you want, isn't it? I mean, mobile beauty therapy isn't a new thing, but booking, the way you book it and the way you find them is, because you don't know, do you, when you go in the yellow pages or you know, online to find someone, who they are, if they're good, and you're inviting them into your
house. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I won't tell you about my creepy experience once with the masseuse. We'll leave that for another episode. Let's get chatting to Emily, shall we? So, as two mums to two toddlers, we know how important it is to have those really kind of special moments where it's just you, your bath and your pamper time, even though we don't get very many of those moments any longer.
We don't. We would like a lot more.
We remember the good old days before children when we could actually just, you know, put a face mask on in peace or go and get our manicure or get a wax done without having a screaming child next to us. That's why we're absolutely over the moon. So excited to have the lovely Emily Ewart-Perks, who is the founder, director, extraordinaire of Secret Spas.
Thank you very much for having me.
How are you, Em? Are you well?
So well. So well, and so delighted to be here.
That's good. We want to talk about pamper time. We want to talk about me time. You founded Secret Spas because you basically, when you had your children, you realised that there wasn't any time to have any beauty treatments done.
Yeah, you're quite right. So I had two children, let's say slightly too close together. I had two children in nappies. And I suddenly realised that getting out to get my nails done or get a bikini wax or anything like that was basically impossible. And I didn't really want to use up babysitting time to go and get a manicure. I mean, that's completely ridiculous. So I started complaining to my now co-founder, who's actually my brother. I started complaining and saying, look, this is utterly ridiculous. All I want is just to telephone someone up. By the way, apps didn't exist then.
Telephone.
I know. I want dial a professional. No, I mean, literally, I was... I thought this has got to exist, but it didn't. And I was moaning to my co-founder, who's actually my brother, who's 12 years younger than me and very technical. And I was saying, look, there's got to be a way where I can get like an amazing person to come to me when I am available. But actually, if you go through the Yellow Pages or you go through Treatwell, there were just like millions and millions of professionals. I was like, well, how do you even choose who's good? So my brother said, well, there are these things that exist. This is in 2013. There are these things that exist which are called apps. And apps can match you to your selected, curated, vetted, fantastic professionals. So that is where the idea of Secret Spa was created. It was also cemented on a dreadful experience I had where I went to the local salon which had Mummy Wednesdays. And I was like,
what is that?
Mummy Wednesdays, you could go and, you know, it was, I don't know, half price if you're a mother and you can bring the baby into the beauty room with you. So I was like, this is brilliant. I went, I booked a facial, half an hour facial, and I also booked a bikini wax.
And how old was baby at this point?
Oh God, I think about 3 months old or something.
Yeah, so you're thinking about getting back to it at that point.
Can we just say also, I didn't know that there had to be a specific day that you were allowed to bring your child to the salon.
Well, no, it was obviously some sort of marketing thing. and so I obviously fell for it. And I had the facial, it was marvellous. Lolly was sort of sleeping next to me. And then I got into the hot bikini wax. And I was lying there and she woke up. And I had this sort of stuff on my downstairs and she's crying and I'm thinking, and I'm lying there and I'm thinking, do I stick the dummy in her mouth? But it's all, what do I do? This is a nightmare.
Legs in the air.
Legs in the air. She's screaming. Yes, a nightmare. It was, the whole thing was horrific. And that was then when I was like, oh my God, this has got to exist. So sort of fast forward 2 years, I gave up my job and there wasn't something that existed that could match me to people that I thought were good enough in the beauty industry. So that's why we created Secret Spa.
So how many mobile beauty, what would you call them?
Well, I call them professionals because I think they are professionals in their game. They've all done training up to like MVQ level 3. So we've got about 250 that go around Greater London. And we sort of say it's the M25 corridor because we've started going into Essex, we've started going to Surrey and Kent.
Amazing. So that was pretty much a lot of our listeners. So what do you do if you don't live in London or the surrounding areas? And how do you go about finding good people? And, you know, what do you do? What do you do?
What do you mean? What do you do? How do you find these people?
Yeah, how do you find them? Or, yeah, like, what? I mean, what do you do? Like, do you take your babies to the salon? Do you not? Like, what do we think about this?
I think you can. I have to think you have to be prepared that it could be a little bit of a difficult situation if baby wakes up. But as long as the salon in your area is relaxed, then that's fine. I do think that finding good mobile beauty therapists is really important because actually having treatments done at home is just so much more convenient. Because I personally, and I'm really sorry to say this, I don't think the salon works on the high street for mothers who are time poor. It doesn't work. You know, there's the pain points around getting a babysitter if you don't want to take your children with you. You've got things like the stress of parking. The other thing you have is the walk of shame. Now, the walk of shame is when you've had your spray tan and you don't want to bump into someone, or you've had your eyebrows waxed, or you've had a facial and you're not wearing any makeup and your face is all shiny and you bump into another mother and you're like, hi, I'm really shiny. So
we're talking about home beauty.
I think
home
find
beauty.
A good, someone who can come to you at home.
Yeah.
You know, get a group of friends together. You know, we did this wonderful thing for some mums of twins, and there was five of them, so there were 10 twins, and they all took it in turns to look after each other's twins while they gave one of the other mothers an hour off. And I think that is just the sweetest thing. But you can do that in the comfort of your own home. You can have babies screaming. And all the ladies that we work with at Secret Spa are really well trained. They know that, you know, you might have a baby bouncing on your lap while you're having a blow dry done. You know, I've had many ladies who've had facials with, you know, sort of their baby sort of sleeping on their chest. We're really used to it. And I think that, you know, at home is certainly the way forward. I don't think the salon works.
I mean, I completely agree with you. I remember once when Luna must have been about 4 months old, she was asleep in her pram and I was like, this is the opportunity for me to go and get my nails done. And it was the first time that I'd had them done since having baby.
I remember,
and it was
this.
A really, really big moment, and I was like, I remember probably phoning you and being like, I'm off to get my nails done, this is amazing. So off we went down to the Hollywood Nails in Cheltenham, And as I was sitting in there, and you know, obviously all of the beauticians at that point, they've got masks over their faces and the acrylic smells are going on and the nail varnish smells are going on. And I'm thinking, it's my tiny child who has perfect lungs, really innocent, haven't breathed anything in. Suddenly I was like, oh God, she's waking up. And then the screaming started and then the fumes. And I suddenly was just like, right, that's it. I've got to go. So I had the first thought, I had this hat, my right hand done, my left hand, a bit of a polish, but no nail varnish on it. It was a complete nightmare. I just pulled the plug and legged it. It was bad first experience back into the beauty world.
Yeah, it's not cool. I mean, we have, we work with, have a lot of new mums. And so what we do is we let the therapist know and we say, look, she's a new mum. So, you know, you are going to be doing a gel manicure, but it could take a little bit longer because she might have to stop. The boob might have to come out.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But we work with loads of mums. So a lot of the mums, they get it. They're like, look, I've got three kids.
Yeah.
I get it. So if you need to, you know, sort of, you know, feed your baby, you know, they're not gonna stop you
then.
We're all
fine.
Used to it. Little mums.
I have to say, Zoe and I both lived in Cheltenham and I introduced Zoe to my hairdresser. She was lovely. And she was a mum of two and Axel was about 6 weeks old and she was fantastic. And I think my hair must have taken about 6 hours she was with us for. But she was great. She even made me coffee and it was just lovely. It was such a nice experience.
Yeah, because what you don't want, I mean, the absolute horror of getting something like that done is having somebody either be a little bit judgy or a bit snooty or kind of like, oh, shh, 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 with the baby. It's like, I'm coming out for the first time to get something lovely done, which I probably took for granted when I didn't have kids before. I need this experience to be really enjoyable because it's those moments that you really do treasure where you just feel, I can relax, it can be calm, and I can feel normal and look normal again.
Yeah, I think that's something you really want to feel normal after you've had
a
baby.
Confidence
and,
boost.
Yeah, and look normal.
Yeah.
I know. Like, I don't know, before I had Axel, I thought that things like my hair and makeup, I just probably wouldn't care about anymore, but I do. I definitely still care, and I think a lot of mums do still care what they look like.
Of course, because you've been up all night, you've got bags down by, you know, halfway down your face, your hair's greasy, you've used up all of your dry shampoo. Let's talk about quick fixes at home that we can do to make ourselves feel more glamorous and just, a little bit better.
So I think if you have 20 minutes spare, so let's say, okay, so children are sleeping. I say from a treatment perspective, things that can make you feel really brilliant is a spray tan. Mm. Look, we're in and out in 20 minutes. You sleep in it overnight. So if you have it done at like 7 or 8 o'clock at night, your little one's asleep. And you go to sleep and you wake up the next morning and you feel glorious.
So you look like you've had 2 weeks in Barbados.
Exactly. Other things you can do is, I'm a massive fan of sheet moss. I think that you can put a sheet mask on even while you're walking around with the baby. But, you know, if you're watching telly.
Walk around with the baby, not outside the house.
No, you can put a sheet mask on and it stays on your face. Okay, so I used to spend loads of time pumping. So if you're watching telly, I spend every evening pumping, watching telly.
Yeah, me too.
Stick a sheet mask on at the same time.
Now, these things are kind of having their moment, aren't they?
Oh my God, they're amazing.
These collagen sheet masks.
Yeah, so they range. Okay, so I'm a massive fan of them. I think you should try and do one every week. They range in price. They can range up to sort of like £15. There's some ones I brought here today. They're called Skimono. They've just launched over here and they're absolutely brilliant. They're sold on, I think, look fantastic. And they are really premium, amazing products. But if you're thinking, right, I do want to do this every week, but I don't want to spend loads of money, there's the ones from Skin Republic are brilliant. They are dripping in collagen, like dripping. And you put them on your face, just relax. It's literally 10 minutes. So if the baby's asleep, stick it on for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Relax, pump, whatever you're doing.
And collagen is amazing for rejuvenating the skin and anti-aging, isn't it?
It ups your skin and you literally look like you've been asleep for 8 hours. I mean, it's so good. So I say Skin Republic is really good. You can buy that in Boots. And it's like about sort of £5 a sheet mask. So you can sort of have that as a sort of regular treat. And I think that's a really, really good hack. I also think great makeup. Really good makeup. So loads of our makeup artists, I spent hours going through their makeup kits. I'm obsessed. So things like Giorgio Armani Foundation, guys, is the one that everyone is obsessed with. Luminous Silk. You've got, like, everyone go out and buy it. If there's one thing you go and buy, Giorgio Armani Foundation is amazing. They also carry a lot of MAC Face and Body. That's how you get that sort of dewy look. So you don't want to look like you're caked in makeup.
And you also don't have a lot of time.
Don't have a lot of time. You just want to look like sort of healthy and sort of, so 5 minutes, you can put a really great foundation on, or you can use a BB cream. Dex, you'll do great BB teas. Any BB cream is great. Make sure you cover up the eyes. So there are loads of like cream concealers that you can just pat underneath the eyes, cover up those bags. And then from a sort of mascara perspective, most of our makeup artists, yes, they do carry designer brands, but you know what? They all say that the high street mascara brands are absolutely
epic. I use Max Factor. Yeah. I don't spend any more than about $7.99, $8.99 on my mascara, and I really rate it.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you know what? I still haven't found a mascara that I really love. I had eyelash extensions for a long time. And then Emily and I were talking the other day about LVL. So what do you think about LVL?
Okay, so LVL is an amazing treatment. It's a lash volume and lift. So it basically lengthens your lashes. It gives them more volume. So that means it slightly thickens them. And it also sort of tints them darker. So, and it's a sort of like a curl. It opens up your eyes. I say it's really brilliant. It lasts for about 8 weeks. And it's, if you've had eyelash extensions and you've been addicted to eyelash extensions, as many of us have been, it's really good to do for a couple of months in between eyelash extensions. It's brilliant for going on holiday, because the thing with eyelash extensions is they look fantastic, but they will probably only last for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, now, until they start dropping out, then they look so random. It's exactly. Like you've got a couple of trees sticking on your eyes.
Exactly. So if you're going on holiday, my recommendation is have a thing. If it's a week holiday, eyelash extensions are cool. If you're going to be spending loads of time in the pool, eyelash extensions are not so good, because if you're jumping in and out of pools and in the sea, they're not going to last as long. So I think an LVL is a really good option, because it opens up your lashes, it tints them, it gives them length, and it lasts for 8 weeks.
Which is great for new mums. So mums that previously had eyelash extensions and were going for their maintenance every couple of weeks could then go to LVL and just have to go every 2 months.
Absolutely.
Which is great.
And get yourself a really good lash conditioning serum. Like, we spend all this money on our faces. So we buy all these creams and all the rest of it, yet we don't, you know, and we condition our hair, yet we don't do anything on our brows and our lashes. So always get yourself a really good lash conditioning serum.
Lots of people message us and ask about the effects of having false, what would you call it? Lash extensions.
Lash extensions.
What happens afterwards? I've only had it done once, and I found them to be, I mean, I'm not a fan. They were really aggravating my eyes. I couldn't rub my eyes, and my eyelashes afterwards were sort of stumpy.
So I think that all comes down to the technician that you probably had. It's really, it's really, really, really important that when it's one-on-one lash extensions, one lash is put onto one lash, not two or three lashes. So if people are being lazy and they're just dropping them on, they can put a lash onto two or three lashes. Now, all your lashes are in different lash cycles, and your lashes renew every 8 weeks. So they're going to drop out anyway. It feels like your lashes are dropping out because you've got a bigger lash attached to it. But actually, if you've got a really good tech, you shouldn't have stumpy lashes afterwards. And also, you might feel like your lashes are slightly more stumpy after you've had it done, purely because you've had long lashes on and then suddenly your lashes feel really short.
Yeah, you're like that. Where are they?
In comparison. And the other thing, my massive recommendation on eyelash extensions is, some people think, oh, it's all about length. I just want them really, really, really long. Now, I recommend, don't do that. It's actually, what you want is volume. You want your actual lashes slightly, you want to have more lashes, because that looks slightly sort of more natural and dramatic. But if you're putting really long ones on, they're the ones that sort of damage the lashes underneath.
It's almost the same as hair extensions, actually. You want your hair to look thicker rather than longer, because if it gets longer, it starts to look lank and it starts...
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, thin on the ends.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
This is, I mean, look, some people might not agree with this, but I always feel better mentally, and I don't know about you, Georgia, once I've had a beauty treatment done, whether it's a facial or I've gone for a massage. I had one last week, a baby bump one, and it was just the best thing that I could have done for my mind. Yeah. Would you say that, you know, maybe there's a mum who's been at home and having a really shocking time with their baby and they can't sleep and they're exhausted, and to just book in a treatment because that will help with their mental health, I guess, and their general sort of well-being?
Just
do
feeling,
you agree with that?
Yeah, normal again.
Yeah.
Yeah, and feeling good about yourself and building your confidence. I think it's... You know, you don't have to have like a full makeover with hair and makeup. It's the small things. So even just having a really nice manicure just makes you feel better. Mm. You know, think about how much we all wash our hands when you've got small babies. You're literally there. Your hands are just slightly dropping off because, I mean, I was massive, like wash your hands the whole time. Mm. Gel manicure, amazing. And remember to, you know, always remember your hand cream as well. It makes you feel so much better. So yes, I definitely recommend just take a little bit of time, even if it's half an hour out, just to have some me time. It will completely change your sort of whole attitude to sort of that day or that week.
Yeah. I think Emily knew me pre-baby, and I used to have a weekly blow dry. In fact, sometimes maybe two or three a week. And so for me, if I have a blow dry, I feel like myself again. And it's just that's my favourite thing to do. And it takes, what, half an hour? And it makes me feel great for about 4 or 5 days.
I mean, your hair always looks super bouncy and glossy. And are you a big treatment fan?
I just like oil, really nice shampoo. Kerastase shampoo is amazing. Mm. And then sleeping rollers I love, because you sleep in them and
those,
it works,
so
while
clever.
You're asleep. Which is great.
Is it really uncomfortable? How do you sleep in a roller?
You get used to it.
That's a pro talking over there.
That is.
What about a hair wrap or something? Like, sometimes I sort of make this up, Emily. You might be the person to ask this, but sometimes I'll get, like you said, a good Kerastase conditioner, and then I
leave it on.
But I wrap it in cling film.
Cling film. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Little trick I learned.
Amazing.
George's like that. Oh, write that one down. George, give me that one for free.
Yeah.
Cling film, then a towel on. I just sit and watch TV for half an hour.
But you know what? Anything, doing anything is better than doing nothing. And you're feeling like you're doing something. And I think that, you know, sort of, yes, I think doing a hair mask is fantastic. I think doing a face sheet, I am obsessed with sheet masks, but I think it makes you feel so good, because you actually feel like you've gone, oh, I've spent some time on myself. Mm. I have been giving myself, whether it's sort of when you're but you're giving yourself to everyone. You've turned into Mrs. Washikins doing 1,000 loads a day.
Yeah.
And actually, to sit down for 15 minutes and actually have some time where you're going, I'm actually doing this for me, I think is something that's a massive tonic, and everyone should do it.
I would just say, though, if you are planning on having a romantic night with your husband or partner that night, do not put one of those sheet masks on.
No, or sleeping hair rollers.
It's literally erection killer. My husband the other night was like, and I was like, don't look at me. I'm doing this. Afterwards, you will find me attractive. Currently, I look like something from a horror movie.
Can I say, get him to do it too?
I mean.
Yeah, Zoe and Paul do face masks all the time,
We do them together.
I do them with my husband.
Yeah.
He loves them. He's over 40 now and he's becoming more vain. He's like, yeah, can I have one of those? I'm like, yeah, of course you can.
Half my husband's face is beard, so he'd only need half a mask.
Oh, he'd have the ones underneath the eyes.
Yes.
You know, their little eye patches.
Yeah, he could.
That could be quite a fun thing to do with your partner.
Yeah.
Just do beauty treatments together. Get naked, cover each other in mud. We're suddenly talking about something else on the podcast.
Oh, I used to sleep in a Tangro.
What is that?
Do you remember? Yeah.
Oh my God.
I used to be so orange, and I used to sleep in a Tangro so it wouldn't go everywhere and all over the sheets.
I don't know what a Tangro is.
It's basically
it's like a onesie.
It's a towel in onesie.
So you do your tan.
Yeah, and then you put this Tangro on.
Georgie, you also used to sleep in your shoes to break them in.
I did used to do that too.
Oh dear.
I don't recommend doing that. It's quite dangerous.
Now, I wanted to ask you something, Georgia, because on our Instagram the other night, you put something on there, but you had these sheet things on your feet.
Yeah, so the girls at work and my day job, we all talk about these star skin foot masks, and apparently you put them on, you sit there for 90 minutes, which is a long time, obviously.
Yeah.
And then 7 to 10 days later, all of the hard skin and callus comes off of your feet.
I've heard about these. I haven't actually tried them. Did you do it?
Yeah, so I did it 2 or 3 days ago, and so obviously nothing's happened yet.
Oh my God, it's coming.
But it's coming, and apparently you can't wear like backless shoes, flip-flops or anything. You have to wear socks. So I will let everybody know, and I'll be putting a full review on the blog.
I can't wait for the photos.
Honestly, your feet basically drop off, don't
they? Yeah,
your feet drop off.
They do.
I don't know whether I could quite do that myself. Just because it's a lot of dead skin.
Oh. Anyway,
fill up your socks.
So we've been talking a lot about like little treatments, but if you've got a big event coming up, you're feeling absolutely rubbish, what are blowout treatments that are going to make you feel absolutely phenomenal?
So I have just started doing these IV drips.
What are these?
Okay, they're quite extraordinary, but essentially, you know, like a drip that you might have in the hospital, you have a vitamin drip. It's full of all these amazing things from things like all the vitamins. So vitamin B is really good for energizing. So that thing, if you're really tired, vitamin B patches. But then also the IV is like the amber nectar. You get it fully into your bloodstream, so it really makes a difference. Vitamin C is wonderful for your skin. So if you see any products with vitamin C in them, go get them, because vitamin C plumps up your skin and makes your collagen renew, so you can have the vitamin C in it. And then there's something called glutathione as well, is excellent for sort of making your skin glow.
Now, are these the same drips that you can have in Vegas, like before you have a big bender? You can see people hooking up to these drips, and then they're like, whoa man, I've got a hangover. This is the same
this
thing.
So they're really brilliant. Good. So they're very good for getting over hangover. So you see celebrities having them when they've had they've been to Coachella or something. But also from an energy perspective, also, you know, later on in life when we hit the menopause, they're brilliant for sorting out the menopause. Not that we're thinking
that's
about that
great.
Now, but it's literally, vitamins are brilliant and you're getting them in potency, but you know they are quite expensive. So what I would also recommend is there are some amazing vitamin patches that you can wear, and you just need to just double check on when you're out of breastfeeding basically.
Can you have them when you're pregnant?
So no, I don't recommend while pregnant. I'm not an expert, but we'll have to confirm that.
Okay.
But I definitely, while you're pregnant and while you're breastfeeding, I'd avoid. But you'd save it up as a treat for when you've finished breastfeeding to really give yourself that energy boost. I also think when you've got holidays and you've got big events coming up, make a beauty plan. Now, that sounds completely ridiculous.
How have we got time to make a beauty plan?
No. Well, just think about what you need to do and plan it out. There are quite a few do's and don'ts that you know. For example, if you're having eyelash extensions, don't get a spray tan at the same time, because all your eyelash extensions will just drop off. You know, if you're having a tan, don't have a wax at the same time, because you would be spraying tan straight into the sort of where you've just waxed yourself. So you just need to think about the ordering. But you know, sort of, if you could, you know, in the way that we work is we have girls going to people's homes in the evening. So when your babies are sleeping, then, you know, book up a sort of treatments in the run up to, let's say, if it's your friend's hen party or you've got a wedding or something
like
that.
And I guess they can have a consultation with your amazing team and kind of maybe explore what the right plan would be. Because I think a lot of people, including myself, just wouldn't have a clue about that. I mean, I didn't know that you shouldn't have a tan and a wax at the same time.
Yeah, I know really that bad. Because of a bad experience and then having dots all over my legs.
Not good.
Yeah,
no
it's not good.
That.
No,
the sexy
no,
chicken
really
legs.
Not. And especially when you're going on your first holiday after having a baby, your confidence is probably quite low, and you just want to do everything that you possibly can to feel all right.
We have a lot of people telephoning us up and saying, right, you know, I've got a marker in the sand. You know, a lot of people, you know, getting married after having children. I'm getting married, but I've just had a baby. You know, sort of, how do I feel? Great. So we'll write a plan with them, like, right, we think you should have this, and then we work around. So I know, having had children myself, I know when the children have big sleeps. So for example, you know, the after lunch sleep is a brilliant time to book in treatments. You know, you have a shorter one in the morning, so we'll work with people to make sure we can cater for their needs.
Amazing. Sounds that brilliant. I'm going to be calling you after I've had this baby and be like, Emily, what is my plan?
And who's looking after Luna?
You are, Georgia.
Me.
Georgia, your number one product that you can't live without, that's in the bathroom cabinet every single day of the week.
My number one product at the moment is actually a Decleor exfoliator. I was never big on exfoliating before, really. Never really thought about it. But it's just one of those things. I just scrub it on before I get in the shower, and it makes me feel so nice when I come out. So even if I have no time to to do like makeup or moisturise or anything the next day, I just feel like my skin's really smooth and glowy.
There's nothing nicer as well than your husband saying to you, gosh, your skin feels so soft. Like, thanks very much. That's my Declior exfoliator.
And what's yours though?
What's mine? Well, I'm a bit of a Kiehl's fan, so I use the Midnight Rescue Recovery. It's like an really oil good. That I put on in the evenings. I mean, nothing's really helping this face currently because I'm so exhausted.
You look amazing.
Well, thank you.
She's sitting here glowing. I know. Glossy I know, hair, exactly. So she looks rubbish.
It's a greasy face, ladies and gents. I'm just really turning to massage. I'm having quite a lot of massages at this stage of my pregnancy because I'm so uncomfortable. So I think I would sort of recommend that if you are 8 months pregnant. I'm getting excruciating pains down my back and my pelvis and everything. So I just went and had a lovely really baby bump massage and it was felt amazing afterwards. So yeah, I think you should do it as well, because there's a tendency if you've got a toddler to run away, you're just thinking, I haven't got time for this, but I just scheduled that hour and it was the best thing I did.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And you, Ems?
So I've got an Eve Long it's a moisturizing mask which I put on before bed, and I really love it. My skin feels amazing the next day, really plumped. And then from a makeup perspective, I'm thinking about speed here, when you're feeling really... there is the Charlotte Tilbury, what's it called? It's the Hollywood... It's like the Sculpt and Highlight. You've got a highlight.
Oh, God, it's
highlight.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah, everyone has that, don't they? It's really good.
So that, for me, saves me in the mornings when I'm going to go and do the school run, because it just makes me look awake. I think also, Hourglass, they do amazing bronzers that you can put on. They make you look alive.
Yeah, anything bronzy and shimmery just makes you feel better,
alive,
doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
On bronze, I've just discovered that Tan Luxe sleep oil. Has anyone heard of it? So
no.
Basically, again, doing something while you're asleep is great, because when else do you have that much time? You just basically put on 6 drops onto your face before you go to bed, and it's got lots of like vitamins and that kind of stuff in it as well. But it does build up a gradual tan.
Yeah, which is the dream, isn't it?
Because
what you don't want is to look in the mirror and look like Jason Orange.
No. Then you can control it yourself. Exactly. Love that.
Exactly.
Emily, it's been so lovely having you on.
It's
I could sit here and talk to you about beauty products all day long.
I know. I've got a full list here that I'll be off to go and buy.
I love it too. I love it. I'm completely obsessed, and I love passing on anything I learn. I do so much training. Anything I learn on any products, I'm always there wanting to tell everyone about it.
And our lovely listeners can get a hold of you and your amazing set of women that work with you at Secret Spa on the app. They can just download the app.
Yes, you can download the app on iTunes. We've got a website which is secretspa.co.uk. And then follow us on Instagram. So our Instagram is secretspa.uk. You'll see that we do lots of mummies, like Binky from Made in Chelsea. New mummy to be, we do loads.
Vogue Williams.
Excited for her.
Yeah.
You've
done me a few times.
I know, exactly.
So
come and see some of the, you'll see some of the lovely people that we do.
Okay, brilliant. Emily, great to have you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Well, I've got to be honest with you, nothing makes me happier than talking about beauty products.
I know, I love it. There's so many to talk about.
We're such girls, aren't we?
I know.
Emily was a dream as well. Absolutely love her. So as we do every single week, we're going to give you our top 5 products that we love. This week we're obviously talking about beauty, so I'm going to kick this off with an absolute gem from the high street, okay? Primark have basically come up serious trumps with this. They've done a dupe of Estee Lauder's Double Wear, which I actually use and wear.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It's amazing, but it's quite expensive.
Yeah.
So they've come up with a foundation that's £5. It's called My Perfect Colour, and basically you can't tell the difference. You literally can't. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Amazing.
And it's £5, and
that
you can get it from Primark.
I mean, let's hope it's not sold out.
That's where we're going after this.
Yeah. So my, you know, number 2 on the list, one of my favourites. I've mentioned it before. I love Tan. The Bondi Sands Tan is amazing. It doesn't, you know, doesn't stain the sheets. It makes you feel good. It doesn't smell too bad.
So how much is it?
I think it's about £25.
Okay.
So it's not, you know, not horrendous, and it obviously lasts a while. So yeah, pretty good.
Next for me
is the Benefit brow range.
You love the Benefit brow range.
I just love a strong brow. I'm not gonna lie about it. I just feel like even if you haven't done the rest of your face, if your brow's looking good, you can kind of get away with murder.
Yeah. And another one will be a Skin Republic mask. I mean, Emily introduced them to us. They are only a fiver, I think, from Boots or Superdrug. And it's just a sheet mask that has lots of collagen in, which, you know, everyone wants in these. Yeah. And very cheap. You can do them once a week. And they're just great.
Yeah, I love them. We've got loads at home, haven't we?
We have.
And to finish on, our favourite Charlotte Tilbury lipsticks.
We love Charlotte Tilbury.
Pillow Talk being my particular favourite, but George has got her own. Yeah, I've got them in every single colour, I'm not going to lie to you. Well worth investing in. Right, that's it from us this episode. Absolutely loved it. Beauty done. Yeah. Me time done. If you have liked what you've heard, remember you can subscribe, rate and review the podcast, and it kind of gets us out to more people. And you can find all of the products that we've spoken about on today's episode on the websites. Remember, you can get in touch with us as well, madebymamas.com, also via my Instagram at Zoe Hardman, and our Made by Mamas Instagram too. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.